Journey to Wellness on KUMD is funded in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And this morning we'd like to welcome Babette Sandman as our guest on Journey to Wellness in Indian Country. She's the chair of the Duluth Indigenous Commission, and there's an event coming up in about 2 weeks that is going to be pretty powerful here in our community. And Babette's going to tell us a little bit more about that. Babette, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
There is an organization called Natives Against Heroin, and James Cross is the founder of that organization. He's going to be the guest here in a couple of weeks during this ceremony that's going to take place downtown on 4th Street. Why did he find the necessity to create a group called Natives Against Heroin?
Well, first of all, it's the many, many deaths. We're not in an epidemic. We're in a pandemic of opiate addiction, and there's been so many deaths, and some deaths are very well known, like Prince, Michael Jackson, you know, dying from these drugs that have fentanyl in them. And in our communities, people can go on and on about the many people in their lives, their relatives, their friends who have died from overdoses. So James Cross, to me, is taking a stand and saying, we've got to do something in our communities. We need to stand up and say, you're not selling this in our communities. You're not killing our people.
Is that where the efforts really need to be directed? It's a really difficult, the issue of addiction is difficult and it's complicated. Is that the place that people can make the most difference, do you think, in terms of people that are selling?
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's going to make a big difference to the people who are using the drugs, because it says a community cares about you. And I think a lot of people that are struggling with addiction right now, as we speak, don't feel very cared for by the community. So a community action like this, where people are gathered together and going on patrols in the neighborhood and having a fire like we're going to have and eventually a sweat lodge, says, we care about you. We care. We want you to live. We'll fight for your life.
Talk a little bit about the ceremony that's going to take place on the 24th down on 4th Street. And there will be a ceremony, there will be a fire, the police chief, the fire marshal are all on board with this. Talk a little bit about that ceremony, what that's meant to communicate.
Well, it's been a lot of groundwork laid as far as talking to One Roof about having a fire out there. They're totally excited about it. Talking to the fire chief, he's bringing the wood. He's so excited about it. The mayor's office is very supportive of us and has city staff work with us. And the chief of police they've always been, you know, hoping that the community would work, you know, would do some kind of work like this. So they can't do this on their own. And so then we needed a liability permit. And we have Allies in the Peace Church who helped us. With the Cross Cultural Alliance of Duluth helped us get a liability insurance. So we cannot be hassled for having a fire in the middle of the city of Duluth on 4th Street. And that's where we're going to have it, because we can't fight an epidemic, a pandemic like this, sitting out in the woods in a sweat lodge. We need to be very right out in the heart of the city. So the 24th, James Cross has agreed to come and give us a blessing up here in Duluth to start the chapter of Natives Against Heroin here in Duluth. And then we're going to have, I think we're going to have him light the fire. And of course, we'll all be putting tobacco in it. And we're going to have a pipe ceremony done by Skip Sandman or Rick DeFoe. And we're going to have some fireside teachings. But we'll also, you know, hopefully all the community members and all the ones that I just mentioned come and stand with us to show those that are struggling with addiction that the community cares. You know, not just the people you're using with, but city officials care. The whole city cares about you. You know, that's our big message. And we're kind of putting those those ones that are selling indoors on notice. We're coming to your neighborhood, you know, on patrols.
Once the local chapter of Natives Against Heroin has been formed, talk a little bit about these patrols. How many people are going to be involved? And is the idea just to be visible, to have a presence there? Are you actually going to, if you see that someone you suspect is selling, will you actually try to confront them? How's that going to work?
Well, if the patrols have been going on in James Cross, in answer to that, he is the founder and has been leading many, many groups into. He's been to all the reservations, going to areas where it's known that where people are dealing or using, in real hot areas like that, and sounding a drum, which is very healing, the sound vibration from the drum and the singing, and using the sage. And I heard a story of one person coming out of their house and coming up to the group and saying, I need help. So the group needs to be prepared for that. That some people are like, I'm so glad you're here. I need help. If this many people are showing up in the neighborhood caring about me, that's what I keep coming back to, is it's an act of caring. And it's an act of protecting our people. And so... and also, James Cross is putting a big message out of not in our neighborhood. Shut it down. You constantly see things like that of the patrols saying shut it down. So we'll be starting this in Duluth, and we'll have a lot of training leading up to that point before we go out our first time. So our first fire is basically saying we're starting this. We're going to have a feast and tobacco, and that's how we start everything, and just letting everybody know, including all those little ones that work with us, that we're starting this in a good way with prayer and tobacco and food.
I had read someplace in regard to either to James Cross or this group, I had read a little line that really stuck with me. It said, recovery is like a fire. Someone has to start it.
Wow, that's pretty significant. I might use that that day.
So you folks are definitely starting it with this fire, with, as you mentioned, the firelight teachings, the tobacco, the ceremony. Yeah. Babette, thank you so very much for joining us. We'll get a link set up to the event so that folks can get all of the details. And thanks again for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Babette Sandman is the chair of the Duluth Indigenous Commission. She joined us this morning as our guest on Journey to Wellness in Indian Country. Journey to Wellness is funded in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.